Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two men on a mission, and now the case is at the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Of course, we're talking about Kim Davis case, and we have asked the Supreme Court to take her case. She was, of course, put in jail for 6 days for refusing to sign a same-sex marriage license. And this was in Kentucky, Rowan County, Kentucky. And now we're asking the Supreme Court to take this case, and hopefully, in doing so, they will overturn the Obergefell marriage decision.
So David Ermold and David Moore got what they want. So why is the case continuing for 10 years?
They want vengeance.
They want vengeance. That's exactly why. And we will go through some of that history because it's quite shocking. And this case now is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. The opposition has until October 8 to file a response, and then we will file our reply to that. The Supreme Court will then conference the case. That will be ready by the end of October, third week of October. So sometime between the third week of October and November, early November, the Supreme Court will gather together and they will review this case and make a decision whether to take it. So pray for this case. It's the Davis versus Ermold case, Davis versus Ermold. And you can go to lc.org/Kim for all the information and updated information on this particular development.
And you know, the Supreme Court takes very few cases each year, but we're asking them to take this. And we've had some clues from previous justices that this needs to be reviewed.
Yeah, and this case is getting a lot of media across the country and international media as well. A lot of people are watching this case, and there are some that are very concerned on the other side that the Supreme Court would actually overturn the 2015 Obergefell opinion on same-sex marriage, including Hillary Clinton. She actually came out in an interview, and it was reported in The Hill, regarding her fear of this particular case. So this particular case starts in 2015. The Supreme Court 5-4 opinion comes down on June 26, 2015, which is a Friday. And Kim Davis decided that when this came down, that she had to make a decision. We'll talk about her decision in a minute. But the case was so offensive to the Chief Justice John Roberts that he read his dissent from the bench. Now, why is that important? Well, because typically what happens is the justices come together in the open court, they sit down, and they will announce their opinions, and whoever wrote the opinion will read a summary of that, and then the written opinion is released. But they just read a small summary of the case. But in rare situations, very rare, and for the Chief Justice, exceptionally rare, they will read their entire dissent if they are a dissenter, because they are so upset with the majority opinion. When they read their dissent, it's like an emphasis on their dissent. And so the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Roberts, has read one dissent in his entire career on the Supreme Court, and it's this one.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah. So when you read his dissent in writing, it's very strong. When you realize he actually read the dissent from the bench the first time that he ever did it, and he's never done it since, that even adds more intensity to his dissent.
You know, it's more common for some of the justices that tend to rule on the left side. They usually want to get a dissent in there, kind of get their jab if they did or did not get the correct decision according to them. But for him to only do it one time in his entire career?
Only once. And then even
huge.
For other justices, it's rare that they actually read their full dissents. It happens, but it is rare because they have to read the entire thing. The Chief Justice sat there and read the entire verbatim dissent. Not just a summary of it, but the dissent. And so why did he do that? Well, some of this language, and there's lots of it in his dissent, tells you why. He referred to the five as five lawyers. That's a derogatory term because he wasn't giving them the respect as justices. He said that they imposed their own opinion, that they did not issue a legal judgment. It was their own opinion, and that it had no basis in the Constitution. Because of that, he was very upset, and he goes through a long written dissent, and then he reads it from the bench. So we have the Chief Justice, who obviously is opposed to this opinion because it was so far outside of the bounds of constitutional law. Then you also have, of course, Justices Thomas and Alito, mm-hmm. and they have been very outspoken about this particular decision. In the Dobbs case, you had Thomas saying that Obergefell should also be reviewed just like the abortion decisions. And as the abortion decisions were overturned, so should these other cases like Obergefell, because they're built on the same terrible unconstitutional foundation.
And I think that's the key you need to focus on. They're unconstitutional. It's not whether you agree with same-sex marriage or whatever. It's unconstitutional, just like abortion is unconstitutional.
That's right. And that's comes from Dobbs. And so mm-hmm. Alito also has said the same things. And in fact, in a case involving jury selection where a pastor's wife and another juror were excluded from the jury pool because of their views on homosexuality, Alito agreed that in that case, the court was not going to take it. He had an agreement, but he had a statement that he said, you know, this is the kind of problem that he envisioned would happen from Obergefell, that people would be discriminated against because of their Christian beliefs. He mentions Obergefell specifically. You also have Gorsuch in the Dobbs decision, who said that when the Supreme Court, when the Constitution doesn't address an issue, the Supreme Court ought to remain neutral. Therefore, it ought to remain neutral on abortion because the Constitution doesn't address abortion. And the same thing is true for marriage. There's no marriage in the Constitution. It's a federal constitution. It's not a state constitution. That's a state issue. It's always been on a state level.
And that's where it needs to go back.
And that's where it needs to go back to. Yeah. So we need four justices to take a case, but five, obviously, to overrule. So pray that we have at least four and even more to take this case, and then obviously five to address two issues. Number one, that Kim Davis should be entitled to First Amendment free exercise defense, and number two, that Obergefell is wrongly decided and is overturned, and the case of marriage goes back to the states. So when that happens, what will take place? Well, the Respect for Marriage Act that was passed a few years ago essentially grandfathers in people who have marriage licenses. So nothing will happen to those people who already have licenses.
But that's a big concern with your leftist activists that keep coming that up. Well, we're going to lose our license. What is it going to do? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Rush to go ahead get a license.
Yeah.
Well, those that have licenses will still be able to keep those licenses. But then what happens the next day after Obergefell's overturned? Well, then the states, as they always had before, we'll go back to having the authority to do what they want to do. And in most states, it's going to revert to marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Which is God's design.
Yeah. And so you have 30-plus states that have constitutional amendments, including Florida. I drafted the Florida Marriage Protection Amendment, argued it at the Florida Supreme Court. It was passed by the people, added to the Constitution. It's never been removed from the Constitution of Florida. So when the impediment that stops it from going into effect is gone, Obergefell, that constitutional provision goes back into effect. Florida will be a state with marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And many other states will be the same way. Other states that don't have constitutional amendments have state statutes that have never been repealed. So they'll revert back as well. And then it'll be a debate within each state, just like you have with abortion. So that's really, I think, the issue. And some people say, well, just leave me alone. Well, you know what? They didn't leave Kim alone.
Right.
What happened is these people, David Ermold and David Moore, they're one of three plaintiffs filed suit against Kim Davis. When she was sent to prison just for asking for her name removed, the clerk actually issued a marriage license with her name off of it. And the one set of plaintiffs said, that's all we want. We're going away. See you later. The other two sets of plaintiffs continued to go after Kim Davis personally because they wanted her name on it. Then we went to a jury trial in 2023. The jury on one case ruled against them. The jury on the Ermold and Moore case ruled in favor of them, inexplicably so. And then they added attorney's fees and costs. So now Kim Davis is facing $360,000+ personally for a religious accommodation request that she actually got by executive order and by a unanimously passed statute. The case is two men who want to humiliate a Christian woman because she's a Christian. That should not stand. Pray for the Kim Davis case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.